past couple of days we were discussing, in the event that the tzibur does not read the Torah on Shabbos, that it's necessary that it should be made up, either that 1 week or possibly even if you missed many weeks. Now, the question is, what exactly does it mean that the tzibur did not hear the Torah reading? Now, certainly it goes without saying that it would include if the Torah reading was just not said at all in that shul and no one in that shul ever heard it. But we're going to see that the Mishnah Berurah and other Mefarshim hold that this actually has a broader definition of the word tzibur. So, let's begin. Again, we mentioned that in Bitlu Shabbos Achas, creates a parsha b'tzibur, that in the event that a person would miss the tzibur reading the Torah, then it must be said over that week as well as the regular parsha Shavua on the following Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains, what does it mean, tzibur? It means, d'hainu sherov ha-tzibur shebe'beis hakneses l'shamu kriyas ha-Torah. It's in the event that the majority of the people in that shul did not hear the Torah reading for that particular week. Shebe'zem ha-shlimen ha-kriya b'mincha, oh, b'Shabbos Abba, and that we mentioned that if there's still time on Shabbos day to read it, even in the afternoon by Mincha time, before we begin to feel this Mincha, it should be done then. Or, if not, then it should be recited on the following Shabbos, Abba. But, Imrov HaTzibor, Shamu Kriyas HaTorah, if the majority of the Tzibor did in fact hear the Torah reading, Ein Tzarech L'Hashlim HaKriya, you did not have to read, even though a minority of the Tzibor did not hear the Torah reading. And he says the reason for this, Kitam HaDavar, Humishum She'ein Latriach Es Rov HaTzibor, Shkvar Shamu HaKriya, Lahamtin Ad Shikru L'Miyut Es HaKriya Shadilgo, that we're not going to be involved in Tircha de Tzibura by going after the majority, the Rov, majority of the people that did in fact hear the Torah on the previous Shabbos. We're not going to require them to have to hear it all over again because of the minority that for various reasons were unable to hear the Torah reading the previous Shabbos. But he says that's not always the case. Im ein hatzibur makbid. Let's say the majority of the people, they say, so we heard it last week. No problem, so we'll end another 20 minutes later. We'll do it again. That's not a problem. I'm not sure where this would apply, who would ever, which shul this would be, but im ein hatzibur makbid, kikon, he gives actually an example. Shamiyot shlo shamu, the minority of the people that did not hear, they're not just a regular minority. Rather, these may be very prominent members, although a minority, and therefore the majority may wish to, for their sake and for their honor, to allow it to be read. Will allow that it can be done even for this minority. However, he says, Lifrosh mahatzibor l'cheder l'hotzi sham sefer Torah v'likur l'atzmam srichin lasos kain. If the minority, which they themselves will say have to constitute at least of a quorum of a minion, if they are able to take a sefer Torah and bring it to another room, so as not to be matriach the tzibor that doesn't even mind if they're not machmid, nonetheless they need to do this. Srichin lasos kain. And he says, as we just mentioned, that ach kol zeh kishesh asara shlo shamu kriyas haTorah. When we're talking about this minority and this majority, we're only talking about a situation where there is at least 10. Aval im hein pachos miasara, if we're dealing with a small amount of people, less than 10, in mashlimin haKriya, then we're not going to repeat, or in this case, recite the laning that they missed. Even though they can maybe get a couple more people to add and to equal 10, that's not a requirement anymore. That's no longer under the term sibor, and therefore that's more of a yachid. An individual that missed the laning, obviously it's better to hear every single word, but it's not a chi of an obligation on the individual, rather on the sibor. So since it was less than 10 people, it no longer needs to be read the following Shabbos. Now he discusses other more practical situations of how the entire Torah reading is not read, or why it's not read. And most communities are fortunate enough to have a Sefer Torah. This is not something which is happens all the time. But nonetheless, it could happen by mistake. And he gives a couple examples as follows. He says, Kamokin Sibor Shitol b'Shabbos Shikarin bar Shnei Parshios Mechuvaros. That sometimes we read not just one parsha, but maybe we'll have a double parsha, and maybe this tzibur, for whatever reason, not having their calendars in front of them. B'chashu, they thought Shikar Rak Parsha Achas, that this is not a double Parsha. This is only, we only lane one Parsha this week. The truth is, they were supposed to lane two, but they made a mistake. And it gives an example. For example, Parshas Vayakal Pekudei, which is actually two Parshios. So it's possible that this Tzibor made a mistake and thought it was not a double Parsha, and they only laned Vayakal. So it depends. Im nizkru b'taosam od b'osa Shabbos. If they caught their mistake that they realized, oh, I didn't lane Pekudei, and it's still Shabbos, then you'd see a Sefer Torah v'yashlimu kriya Parshas Pekudei. Then they should take out the Sefer Torah on that same Shabbos and finish up the laning, which happens to be Parsha number 2. However, v'imo nizkru b'osa Shabbos, let's say that Shabbos came and went, and therefore they did not lane Pekudei. So the question is, when it came to, let's say, only laning half of a Parsha, so we mentioned the next week, we don't say start in the middle, but rather you have to start all over again the Parsha which you did not complete, you have to start from the beginning. Do we say the same thing with regard to this double Parsha? No. All is necessary is Yashlimu Shabbos Abba, Kriyas Parshas Pekudei, Lifnei Kriyas Parshas Shavuah. You would only have to lane the one Parsha, rather, that you did not recite the previous week. You would not have to lane the entire Parsha of Vayakel before. So that's on one possible mistake. And you can reverse that mistake. Imagine instead of it being a double Parsha, it was only really one. It was only, you were only supposed to lane Vayakel. But most people think, oh, Vayakel Pekudei, Vayakel Pekudei, it's a double Parsha. It's always a double Parsha. And what did they end up doing? You lane Vayakel Pekudei. Then you look in your calendar and you realize, you know what? Today was, this week was Vayakel, next week is Pekudei. So what do? In that case, we did lane what we're supposed to lane, but we laned a lot more. What do we do the next Shabbos? Do we lane Pekudei again? Which what everyone else is doing, or we already said it, what are we supposed to do in this situation? So he says as follows, the Kal Shatal Vitsavar Shaparshos Vayakil Pekudei Mikhubarim Vikorishneim. Tzibor, they made a mistake and they read a double Parsha, and the truth is it was only supposed to have read one of them. Vyakir Kriyasam Nodalahem She'enum Mikhubaros, it was really only supposed to have lain Vayakil. Ain Srichin Lachsav Likros Parshas Vayakil. We do not require them to read Vayakil again on that Shabbos, because you would say they laned Vayakil Pekudei, it was wrong. We don't require them to go back and just read Vayakil, because Vayakil was read. Avshul Koriz Zayin Gavri Bin Yadin Yom. Even though obviously seven Aliyot were not all in Parshas Vayakil, they probably had three. The fourth one was at the end of Vayakil, and Pekudei continued. And then the last three Aliyos were a Parsha which you weren't supposed to lane. It's not a problem. And Shabbos Abba, Yikru Shuv, Parshas Pekudei Karagil. You'd lane the same Parsha that you lane this, the first week, which was by mistake, Pekudei, because that's what everyone else is doing.